With all members present, the court gave its approval to the first reading of two ordinances involving the Hand Cove and Henderson Fire Protection Districts. With final approval, the ordinances would take an area from the Henderson District and move it into Hand Cove to ensure each district's fire station is within 5 miles of the other district's border in order to maintain their ISO ratings for mutual aid. The new ordinances would also omit the word appropriation from their titles in order for them to be included in the county's code book, accessible for public review. Millage rates in the two districts would not be changed by the actions. In other business, the court gave its unanimous approval to 6 financial items. 3 of the 6 appropriated funding, including 2 routine monthly transactions for the Baxter County Sheriff's Office and a third moving just over $7,800 from the Office of Emergency Grant Fund into the emergency 911 budget. 3 other ordinances involve reappropriation measures. 1 moved $10,000 within the Election Commission's budget to cover anticipated costs in the upcoming September 12th special election. A second moved just over $29,000 within the Juvenile Services budget. And a third moved $1,500 from the Circuit Court Automation Fund into the prosecuting attorney's budget. The court also confirmed 2 appointments by Judge Mickey Pendergrass to Fire Protection District Boards. Leon Solis was appointed to the Tracy Area Fire Protection District Board of Commissioners, and Wayne Roth was reappointed to the 101 Gamalia Fire Protection District Board of Commissioners. In announcements, Judge Pendergrass told the court he had expected a call Tuesday from the governor's office regarding filling the District 3 vacancy on the court. He anticipates that appointment at any moment. And Judge Pendergrass also advised the court the work to cover the county landfill is now in its 10th week, with the contractor starting to place the final cover on a portion of the landfill. I'm Karen Hopper reporting.